Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a world with work deadlines and horrible bosses.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
And your team may be in last place. We can all find comfort in sports, like a signal in the sky.
Oh, come on. You gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
They call upon Gwynn and Chris with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Is it painful, Tony?
And Chris Ello.
I'm talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy hour, everybody. Welcome to the final hour of our Tuesday get-together. 97.3 The Fan features a college football championship doubleheader this Saturday. LSU, Georgia for the SEC title. That kicks off at 12:30. Big Ten title game, Ohio State versus Wisconsin. That is right after LSU, Georgia. So two big college football championship games here Saturday. You can hear them right here on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello along with Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, and Will Galvis sitting in today for our pop quiz. Guys, put your pencils and pens away. Let's go.
Remember the days of sitting in class?
Good to have all of you back to school.
And the teacher said the dreaded words, pop quiz. Chris Ello isn't your teacher, but he does come up with fun pop quizzes. Play along with us. The Chris Ello Pop Quiz commences now on 97.3 The Fan.
Commences, huh?
Yes, I was making it very school-worthy.
You did. All right, here we go. Today's category. Last year's NCAA Tournament Sweet 16.
Oh, no.
Here's what we're going to do.
Oh, no.
I'm going to name 25 teams, one by one.
Oh, great.
All you have to do is tell me they were either in the Sweet 16 last year or they weren't. Yes or no. I'll start with Virginia. Were they in the Sweet 16 last year, Scraby?
Yes, they won it all.
All right, very good. How about you, Will? You going along with that?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes, indeed.
All right, so you
can
guys all got
can we keep the
one.
Side comments to yourself over there? What if Will didn't know that they went all the way?
Yeah, maybe he
I thought that was
up.
Just a given that he was giving that
this
one
this is
to
a
us.
Game and we're competing.
It's,
nothing's given.
It's 1-1-1.
Purdue. Start with you, Will.
Yes.
Purdue was, says Will.
Carson Edwards.
I
Tony? Now that he threw in Carson Edwards.
I knew it was yes anyway.
Yeah, sure.
All right. You guys are all right.
Who said Carson Edwards?
Will.
Yo, what is with the side
no
comments?
No side comments, Will.
We are competing against each other.
It's a pop
two.
Quiz.
Okay, that's
you don't
right,
look
that's
at
right.
your neighbor's score sheet.
It's 2-2-2.
Purdue lost to Virginia in the Eastern Regional Final. In overtime, I might add. Kansas. Tony?
No.
No? Scraby?
No, because I picked them.
Will?
No.
You guys are all right. Kansas did not make it to the Sweet 16 last year. Very rarity. Very much a rarity. How about Loyola of Chicago? Scraby?
They did not.
Did not, you say? Will?
I know 2 years ago there was a Loyola school.
Oh, my God.
But
no extra conversation.
I'm going to say. I want to say no.
No.
They didn't make it. You're right. 2 years ago, they were in the Final Four.
So we're 4-4-4?
4-4-4. You guys haven't missed one yet.
Dang.
How about Auburn?
Ooh.
Will?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scraby?
Yes.
Charles Barkley was practically on the floor during
right.
the Final Four game,
you're right.
cheering them on against Virginia. you remember when they like commit a foul on a 3-point shooter right at the end of the game and Barkley crazy.
Lost
his mind. He was so upset. He thought he was crying after that game.
He was. He was
visibly crying after that. He lost that game to Virginia.
Loser.
Nah, he's not a loser. How about Virginia?
Such a hater,
you are so bad. How about Virginia Tech? Were they in the Sweet 16 last year? Virginia Tech Hokies. We start with Tony.
Yes.
Yeah, they were, he says. Scrappy.
This is where it gets a little different. I'm going to say no.
Oh, Will.
I want to go yes.
They were. Virginia Tech was in the Sweet 16 last year. Lost in the Sweet 16.
That's annoying.
Sorry about that, Scrappy. How about Oregon? Scrappy?
They had Bull Bull.
Not the question.
Yes.
Don't look at your
I'm not
contestants.
Looking at anything.
Cheater sheets. Yes, says Scraby, Oregon was in the Sweet 16. Will, were they?
I want to say no.
No. Tony, were they?
Yes.
They were a 12 seed, but made the Sweet 16.
Woo!
In. Woo! Tony's taking the lead. Tony's 7-for-7, by the way, on something he didn't want to even participate in. How about Florida State? How'd they do last year? Will, Sweet 16?
Yep.
Wow. Very quickly. Said yes. Tony?
Based on his confidence, I'm going to say yes, too.
You're just going to go Will does give things away. All right, Scraby, what are you going to do?
Well, based on Will's face when you said he answered too quick, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, you didn't read that right.
Oh, man.
Florida State was in the Sweet 16 last year.
I did not remember that one, but his answer was so quick and decisive. He got that one.
I just remember they played Duke. That's when they win.
Well, they got into the Sweet 16, didn't make it past that. How about Gonzaga? How far did they go last year? Sweet 16? Ooh. Tony, you got to go first. You can't read anybody this time.
No.
No, he says. Scraby.
No, yes.
Wait,
yes.
Can you change?
You did not answer your question yet. Yes.
He hadn't turned in his sheet yet. He's going with yes. He could be messing himself up.
Could be.
Well, I'm already behind, so I need to try something. I'm going to say no.
Okay. Gonzaga, Will?
I'm going to go yes as well.
They were. Whew. They lost to Texas Tech in the West Regional Final last year.
Rui Hachimura.
They got close.
That's why I said no, and then I started thinking about their roster, and I remembered
that.
Hachimura. And
Good
I
job.
Was like,
Hachimama?
All right, how about Duke? They couldn't possibly have missed Sweet 16, did they, Scraby?
I don't remember, but I'm going to just say no because it would be...
No!
I'm going to say no.
God. Duke starts the season in the Sweet 16. All right, Will?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Tony?
Yes.
Duke was in the Sweet 16.
Oh, come on!
They made the Elite Eight, lost to Michigan State. How about Villanova?
What's the score, by the way?
Score, Tony 10, Will 9, Scraby 6.
Oh, jeez.
How about Villanova? Will?
No.
No? Villanova starts the season in the Sweet 16. Tony?
No.
No? Scraby?
Based on their answers, no.
Villanova won, what, back-to-back national titles a couple years ago, but they did not make the Sweet 16 last year.
Why didn't I go against the grade?
No, you guys all got it right.
Fool.
You guys all got it correct. You are a fool. When you know the word
Did
fool.
Did you just call me fool? A fool?
And I agreed with him.
I tuned out for a second. And you...
All right, we got to pick up the pace a little bit. Right. North Carolina. That's an easy one. Tony?
Oh, man. Is it an easy one?
I don't know.
Oh, man. North Carolina. Yes.
Okay. Scraby?
No.
Will?
Yes.
Answer's yes.
Oh, man.
LSU. Scraby?
Yes. Mainly because their coach made some comments.
Will?
No.
No. Tony?
No.
LSU was in the Sweet 16 last year.
He's playing some defense right there.
Okay, so Tony's up with 12. Will's got 11. Scraby closes the gap to 8. Louisville. Number one in the nation.
Now.
That's right. Were they in the Sweet 16 last year? Scraby?
No.
No. Okay. Will?
I'm going to go no as well.
Another no. Tony?
No.
Tony's just playing all defense. Louisville was not in the Sweet 16 last year.
I'm so smart.
How about that? Michigan State.
It's my turn, huh?
No, it's Will's turn.
Will's turn.
Yes,
Tony?
Yes.
Stay with your defense, okay?
You gave away earlier, yes.
I did? Oh, because I said they lost to Duke.
Yeah.
Or they beat Duke. University of Houston, Tony.
Ooh. Sweet 16?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes, he says. Scraby.
All I remember is that guy's weird haircut from like 2 years ago.
Rob Gray.
Yes.
I remember that also.
No, I'm going to say no.
No? Will?
I'm going to say yes.
They were. Houston made it to the Sweet 16 last year. How about Indiana? Scrape?
Sure.
Sure, he says.
My grandpa's a fan, or he went there, so sure.
IU, come on.
I'm going to go no.
You're going to go no, Tony?
Nope.
Tony's just going to answer everything you answer. Yeah.
These last two were that case.
Indiana was not. Oh, that's correct.
My goodness, I'm so bad at this every time.
You're not great.
You're not great.
All right, this is an easy. Who's first? Will?
Tony. No, Will.
No, Will is.
Yeah, Will.
All right, I'm going to go Texas Tech.
That's a tough one, but I'm going to go yes.
Yes.
Yes, they made the Final Four.
They made the final.
A final.
Yeah. They lost in overtime to Virginia in the championship. How about Syracuse?
Yes.
Anthony Gwynn?
Yes.
Yes.
I remember a lot of Syracuse Orangemen news, so yes.
Two yeses. Will?
I want to go no.
Will ties it up.
Ah!
Syracuse does not make the Sweet 16.
The Orange.
The Orange came up short.
Good thing I went first right there. We're getting
17-17-11. Tennessee Volunteers. Scraby. Yeah, you're so far behind.
Bruce Pearl. Yes.
Yes, says Scraby.
And his wet t-shirt contest of sweat. I want to go no.
What? No.
Yes.
Yes, they were. Tennessee made the Sweet 16.
Praying you said no, Will. You did. Good
he
job.
He did.
Ooh, Tony takes the lead.
Tony takes the lead.
How many more we got?
About three or four.
Okay.
Kentucky Wildcats.
William.
I think Will's up.
Oh. Yeah.
My turn? Yes.
Yes, he says. Tony?
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, so no.
Okay, you're wrong. Kentucky lost to Auburn. I remember Charles Barkley going crazy on that one. We have, I think, three left.
And the score is...
I'm up one. That's all that matters.
Scraby, do you want to just, like, drop out of the competition,
no,
or would you like to finish?
No, I'm good. But in the interest of time, just them two.
All right, so you two guys battle it out here for the final three. Buffalo. Tony.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
No. They're the Bulls.
Buffalo Bulls. No, he says.
No.
Correct. Both of you. Two left.
With Tony up one.
UConn. Will.
No.
No.
Tony remains up one.
Oh.
They're both correct. They did not make it.
And who goes first here?
Tony does.
Oh, wow.
The final one. Michigan Wolverines.
Yes.
Yes, and that was quick. Will, you got to answer no to have a chance to tie him.
Just say no.
You got to say no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's
yeah, no.
Too bad because Michigan made it. So Tony wins a champion.
Tricked me. Oh,
yeah.
I got tricked.
Tony, you got 22 out of 25. In a game that you, like, didn't think you were going to do anything in.
That's
you remember
annoying.
Your Sweet 16 very well. Nicely done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Game,
that was today's
good
pop
game.
Quiz. Hope everybody enjoyed that. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Scraby's got something for us. It's the happy hour, so you never can tell what it'll be. Stick around. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and the gang on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
.623, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Will Galvez here in the happy hour, final hour of the show. We're kind of going back and forth off the air of whether we should go into the next segment as we discuss talking about the Aztec season, whether it was successful or not in your mind, football talking, or, you know, Chris and Matt here have a problem with the, I shouldn't say this, the actual celebration. It's every time a defense gets a turnover.
Do they have to do it? Like if they get five turnovers in a game, do they have to run down to the end zone and pose for a photo five times?
I don't know if I've seen it five times in a game, but
I've seen it.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah. It's too much.
They don't like it.
It's too much.
Why is it too much?
Because we've seen it. It's three, four years now the celebration's been a part of it. Like, I don't need to see you run into the end zone anymore.
Do you know what
I don't need to see it.
Do you know what the argument was before the that was allowed? That it
that it's not the no fun league?
It was the no fun league. That was one of the arguments. The other argument was, you know, the celebrations are about the individual.
You know,
you got whole teams down there.
The NFL is full of guys that know what's cool more so than I do.
That is true.
I think. I know. I knew I was setting.
Hang on a second.
Hold on.
Breaking
news. The entire population of San Diego is more familiar with what's cool.
97.3. The NFL is cooler than Matt's gravy.
Indeed.
No, I knew that, but I think they have it wrong. I think they're reading the fans wrong in this whole thing, and they need to stop. They need to stop doing the team celebrations.
The outrage.
I didn't know you all of a sudden became as old as me, because that's my excuse. I'm just like, you know, like enough's enough. I don't care for the offensive teams getting together and do dances.
You didn't like the new addition routine in the end zone last night?
No, I didn't like it, but what I liked was that Rashad Penny was not in on it. He was standing there like,
oh, I thought he wanted to get in on it.
He didn't look like he knew what to do. I was happy that Rashad did not get in on it. But I thought that was horrible. What was that? Five guys? I
mean, addition.
And the guy who scored the touchdown had to be his first touchdown like he's ever scored, because I've never heard of the guy before. But, man, he ran right to that camera. I mean, there's a camera guy underneath the goalpost, and these guys find that guy real fast.
Well, I don't think it's even under the goalpost anymore. I think they purposely put a cameraman out there to catch end zone celebrations.
The end zone celebrations. Okay.
You got to give them a 10 for the execution on the dance.
Execution was good. I used to get a kick out of like Chad Ochocinco putting the football. Yes. Like, but I liked it the first time when Tio pulled out the Sharpie.
He never did the same thing twice.
I liked it the first time.
Yeah.
I like stuff the first or second.
You like the originality.
Yeah, the posing now is over. Like in my mind. Yeah, it's just over. It's time to think of something else.
Thank you, Chris.
It's like the turnover chain. Miami had the turnover chain that one year. That was really cool. Now
everybody has
getting a turnover chain. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I don't think turnovers in the NFL happen. Well, you know what? That's not true.
But I will say this. I would rather them be allowed to have fun than not do anything, which is the way it used to be. So
I believe it.
Part of me likes it, but likes the celebration.
Like you don't like the same thing.
Just come
over
up with something. The team that's the first to come up with a new celebration after a turnover, they're going to be I'm going to be happy with them.
We're all trying to speed up the game, and all it does is slow down the game.
Knock it off.
There's one guy who will go like, come on, everybody, come on. And like wave to them, and then they'll be like, oh, I don't really want to know if I'm going to go or not.
What does the one guy say?
Come on, everybody! I'm being serious.
We know you're being serious. That's what makes it so hilarious.
Will, are you out on the team photo?
On the photo, yeah, but not. I like the celebrations. I think they're really.
Okay.
All right, but not the photo.
Did you just turn his mic off when
sure
he didn't agree
sure
with
did.
You?
Because you didn't agree with
him? What a hater.
Man, you're tough.
Gosh, Lee. All right.
Come on, everybody. Let's go to commercial break. Come on, everybody.
Save that.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Told you this is the happy hour for a reason. All right, we're going to step away and take a break. When we return, I told you guys we'd have a treat for you in the last segment. Would you rather we'll return at the end of this next segment? Before that, we got some more sports for you. This is Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Happy hour with Gwen and Chris, 6:34.
Come on, everybody, come on!
Yeah, we got more show for you. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Will Galvez returns to the fold for a little Would You Rather. Haven't had that in a little while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
By the way, Scravy's a walking clip. He's a walking clip.
Come on, everybody!
He does like four of those goofy things a day.
He's going to give you something.
I'm just being me, okay?
Yeah, you are.
We're aware.
Live your best
life, man. We're aware. Quick update on the college hoop scene. If you're interested, Louisville running away from Michigan tonight. They're in the final minute, 58-43. That's not exactly a high-scoring game, but I don't need to tell you that. Michigan had made their big jump from unranked to number four in the nation. But number one Louisville is going to hang on to that spot at least tonight. All right, speaking of college basketball, Aztecs 8-0. They're unranked, but they probably should be ranked, especially after what they accomplished last week in the Las Vegas Invitational. Joining us a little earlier today to talk some Aztec hoops, our good friend from the San Diego Union-Tribune, Mark Ziegler.
Well, you're getting an up-close look at a team that is playing some really, really good basketball. You put out a tweet yesterday about the Aztecs not being ranked. What in the world do they got to do to get in the top 25 at this point?
You know, it's a good question. I mean, they were so far down. They only had two votes total that coming into the week. That, I mean, they had a lot of ground to make up, and they did make a lot of ground. So they're technically 28th right now. But, I mean, you know, look, you're a mid-major team. You're not going to get a lot of recognition. Their games were on Fox Sport 1. Yeah, you could see it nationally, but they were on ESPN. It wasn't where all the East Coast writers were in Las Vegas. And the thing I found interesting is that the writer who covers the Texas Tech, the writer from Lubbock, the Lubbock newspaper, has a vote in the AP Top 25. He was in Las Vegas. The team he covers lost to Creighton and Iowa. And Creighton and Iowa then were lost by double figures to San Diego State. He was there. He didn't even put San Diego State in his top 25. So that
gives you an idea of
how little respect mid-major teams get sometimes.
Yeah. Well, let's go down to Texas Tech and beat that guy. Silly.
Yeah.
Not happy with him. All right, let me ask you this, Mark. Through eight games, a little hard to make the full comparison, but going to ask you, what do you see in this team that we had in 2011? Maybe what don't you see in this team that 2011 had to be able to go, you know, 20-0 and beyond?
Well, they're kind of the same teams, but they're also a little bit different. They're same in the fact that obviously they're winning, and they've got a lot of veterans on the team. You remember DJ Gay was the point guard of that team. He was a senior. You had Billy White, senior. You had Malcolm Thomas, senior. And then you had a stud in Kawhi Leonard. That team was probably a little bit more active defensively, and they trapped a little bit more in the press, and they could force turnovers in that press. But they also played lower scoring games and just kind of ground out victories and ground you into submission and walked it up and ran their offense and got a shot, maybe got an offensive rebound. And this team has got a lot more offensive weapons, I think, in terms of perimeter shooting, in terms of inside out attack. And so they can hurt you in a lot of ways. But the one thing and the one similarity is this sort of this grit. I remember that 2010-11 team got down by 20-something in a nothing tournament early in the season against like Miami. It was against like IUPUI or it was Wisconsin Green Bay. So it was Green Bay.
Oh, I remember
around
that
20-something.
Game. Yeah, I remember.
And they came back and won, and it showed me a lot early in the season. And this team has come back now from 9 down at BYU and 16 down against a Big Ten team. And that kind of shows you they don't panic. They're together. They're the ultimate sort of team. They're not selfish. And so those are qualities that you see in both teams. But, you know, this team's got a long way to go to get to 34-3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union-Tribune, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Mark, I went to school there from 2000 to 2003. I've been following this basketball.
Did you guys
program.
Win eight games in that entire time?
I think we did. Probably got around that
barely. Yeah.
Mark, one of the things that was impressive watching this Aztec ball club play this past weekend, when I got a chance to sit down and watch a full game, was this the first time I can remember, at least in my time at San Diego State, since my time at San Diego State, them be looking that efficient in a half-court set. Like, even that 2010-11 team, they were so good defensively. It just seemed like everything kind of flowed off of that. I saw in that game against Iowa them swing the ball from one side of the floor to the other, drop it down low to inside out. You're talking about, is this the best half-court offense
that we've seen from an Aztec team?
It has a potential to be. They've had some rough stretches. You know, the first part of the game against, or in the middle of the first half against Iowa, they really got into a funk. And remember, against, I guess it was Tennessee State, they went 8.5 minutes without a hit. So they do have the potential not to be dominant on offense. But, yes, potentially they do. And you have to remember, KJ Fagan, you know, came from Santa Clara. Yeah, it was 17.5 points. It was a first-team all-conference selection in the WCC, which, you know, has Gonzaga, St. Mary's, BYU, has some pretty good guards in that league. He has not really gotten untracked yet.
Yeah, yeah.
We finally saw Malachi Flynn get untracked, and you saw what he could do. Now wait when KJ gets going, and you'll really start seeing things. You've seen Jordan Shackle, what he can do. You can see what Matt Mitchell, coming off the bench right now, would be a starter on pretty much any other team on the West Coast. What he can do offensively, Yanni Wetzel in the post. Nathan Metzger really hasn't gotten that going. He has a lot of potential down in the post if they put the best big on Yanni Wetzel and he gets a smaller, slower, shorter guy. They do have the potential to be really, really good in the half court. But, again, there's a lot of new faces, new pieces. They're still figuring each other out. I just think they're going to get better as the season goes on.
Mark Ziegler is with us. He has been so good to us talking Aztec men's basketball here. Colorado State is the conference opener tomorrow night. I want to talk about that game in a second. But the one question I had is because, you know, they show him every game sitting in the stands, no matter where they play, home, away, and as long as it's pretty close by. But Coach Fisher is still right around this team. And I'm just curious the dynamic between Coach Fisher and Brian Dutcher. I know this is now Brian Dutcher's team. I give him all the credit. He's doing a fantastic job as far as I'm concerned. Does Coach Fisher still jump in with a kind word from time to time, or is he strictly a spectator?
I think he's a little bit of both. I mean, he tries to be a spectator, but every now and then Coach Dutcher and Coach Fisher talk all the time, and Coach Fisher is at every practice picking up his son. I just saw him today. And he's such a wise, you know, he's been through this a zillion times. He can just watch half a practice and pick things out. And so, I think you'd be crazy if you were Brian Dutcher and you didn't tap into that resource and wealth of knowledge. And so he does. But he's really, really good about sort of not overstepping his bounds and knowing where his lane is and staying in it. And then when he's asked, he'll do something. Every now and then, he'll talk to a player, or he's asked, hey, what do you think about this? Or how do we approach this? What do you think? And he'll give his opinion. Great resource to have. But it's a really healthy relationship. And, you know, you can see the potential. And I've seen it. And I'm not going to go into names, but at other big programs where a guy has retired and has come to the games, there's a huge shadow cast.
Right,
In this case, it's not a very big shadow because, Steve Fisher, that's just not who he is, and he makes sure that there isn't a big shadow.
Mark, one last question for me. As we get ready for conference play starting tomorrow, Aztecs up at Colorado State, is everything looking the way it's supposed to be in terms of who's going to finish where conference-wise? Are the teams that were expected to be at the top, have they played well thus far? And who do you think, other than San Diego State, will be a threat?
Well, Utah State is very, very good, and they still don't have Nemias Keita, their stud center, who's really one of the best players in the league and might have the best pro potential of anybody in the league. He's at least, they list him as 7 feet, he's at least that. He's huge, he's mobile, he blocks shots, he has some offensive game, just a presence. Now, he's not playing at all, and I'm not sure when or if he's going to be back. They're playing great without him, and so they're certainly the favorite in the conference. San Diego State is right there with them in many metrics. San Diego State has jumped ahead of them in the last week because they played tougher competition and beat them. And then it drops off a little bit, not in terms of talent, but just in terms of, you know, can they put it together? Can they have the chemistry they have not shown they've had in the last years to more of a jump to teams like Boise State, Fresno State, Nevada, Colorado State might be in that mix a little bit. But, you know, the disappointing team so far have been UNLV with their new coach, has not played well. They're 3-6. They do have the potential to play well, but they haven't so far. Air Force, which had everybody back and people thought they'd be a pretty good team, they have a losing record and they haven't played well. And Fresno State's 2-4, and people thought they would be pretty good this year. And they've just decided to go with younger players and are really struggling so far. So those three teams have been a disappointment, I think. Colorado State has been the surprise, better than people thought, and everyone else has kind of been what they expected.
When do we start selling out Viejas Arena again and going crazy like we did 10 years ago? Is that on the horizon here, Mark? Do you sense some of that building?
I definitely do. I mean, you know this town. It's a bandwagon town. We have to admit. We are what we are, and let's just embrace it and go with it.
Yeah.
But I think they're getting closer. They've had a couple of ticket deals. I think they just sent me a note that there's 900 seats left for San Jose State, which tells you something because it's good. San Jose State, and they went 1-17 last year. So I think we're going to get closer. I think by the time we get back into conference play in January, I think you'll start seeing full houses if they keep winning, because sure. That's sort of the key ingredient there.
Yep, key ingredient. San Diego must win games.
Yeah. They lose a game, they'll be calling for Dutcher's head.
Mark,
crazy.
I agree. Yeah. That's why I went ahead and made sure I got tickets to that San Jose State game, because I know pretty soon it's going to be tough to get tickets. Mark, as always, man, we appreciate you coming on, giving us some of your
knowledge. Hey, my pleasure.
Have a good trip to the fort.
Hey, anytime.
Nothing more fun in San Diego, I must say, than a jam-packed Viejas Arena when the Aztecs are playing well.
It's a great experience.
It was awesome in 2011 and the years that followed that, and it's kind of dissipated some, not totally, but... Yeah, when the show's going full throat and the crowd's yelling and screaming and that team's winning, that's a great, great atmosphere. All right, great job, Mark Ziegler. Thank him from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Gwen and Chris wrapping things up here. 6:45, happy hour Tuesday. Another big four-hour program all set for you tomorrow beginning at 3 o'clock. By the way, we should mention tomorrow, do you know what hour it is that the coach is having Peter Seidler, co-owner of the Padres,
yes.
on his program in studio,
I believe,
for like a whole hour tomorrow.
Yes, so I believe it's 1 p.m.
If you're a Padre fan, don't miss that tomorrow, 1 p.m. apparently.
Yes,
the Coach John Contreras show tomorrow. All right, Scraby, mm-hmm. What do we have in store here the rest of the way?
We got an oldie but a goodie.
Sometimes life forces you to make difficult choices.
Now you have an adult decision to make.
That's why we put Gwen and Chris on the spot once a week.
This is going to be a tough one.
To make the toughest choices in sports. Would You Rather has begun on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Would You Rather is a, I don't know, is it a game? Or
an oldie but a goodie.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Will Galvez comes in and tries to put Tony and I in a pickle with tough decisions to make. And then we have to answer, would we rather?
Yeah, just...
thus the name of the...
the title of the segment.
The title of the segment, yeah. All right, go ahead, Will. What do you have?
Well, I apologize. I want to pull a Scraby here. So I apologize if you guys mentioned this. But earlier, we were talking about Lamar Jackson's MVP candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to know the odds before the season?
Yes, we do want to know these.
Yes,
odds,
we brought that up and said, wonder what his odds were to win the MVP when the season started.
Well, after they beat the 49ers, it shot up 2-1, I believe. But before the season, 10,000-1.
Man, you could have made.
I wonder if somebody would have made taken that bet. I mean, why would you even think to bet that before the season? Hey, I'd like to bet on Lamar Jackson to be MVP. That'd be like picking a punter.
I feel like that is one of those crazy bets that people would have
maybe
actually
a Baltimore
made.
Raven fanatic,
yeah.
Might
or one
that
of his
bet.
Friends, like,
right?
No one knew that, especially after his
10,000-1 means I put a dollar down, I get 10,000.
Yeah,
I'll
take it
100%.
Yeah, but they have to be willing to offer the bet. I mean, somebody's got to take that bet, mm-hmm. And what does the place have to gain by taking a dollar from you? They may allow you to make that bet with a minimum of $100.
Yeah, I got you.
And now you would win $100,000, but ooh, who's going to be willing to risk $100 that Lamar Jackson would be the MVP? Now it looks pretty good.
Now it looks great.
2-1, I would say the odds are even better than that right now.
So this brings it to the first one. Chris, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Who would you rather have leading your team to a Super Bowl for the next 5 years? Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes?
I'm going to stick with Patrick Mahomes at the moment. Just think he's a little more dynamic still. He can definitely run. He's got a much better supporting cast, though, offensively, so it's a little hard to compare. I'm not yet sold on Lamar Jackson until I see it done in the playoffs. And I saw Patrick Mahomes do it in the playoffs last year. I think he can do it again in the playoffs. So he stays in the lead at this moment.
Tony?
Where are my choices?
So you have Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes?
Leading your franchise.
In the next 5 years.
I like to go with guys I've seen do it a little bit. So I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. I think we just only are not talking about him because his knee dislocated. Like, he was on pace to do crazy things again this year. That happened.
Yeah.
So I still would take Patrick Mahomes.
He made the dumbest throw I've ever seen the other day against the Raiders. Like, across his body, all the way across the field, and you're thinking, what a dumb pass. And it was right to a guy on the Raiders, and the guy dropped it. Yeah. I'm like, well, he got away with that one.
I've seen Lamar do that a couple times this year, and they all landed in a Baltimore receiver's hand and ended in touchdown.
So it's been that kind of year for him.
Okay, Tony, would you rather see the college football playoff remain in the same format as it is now, or have all qualifying 11 FBS Division I teams battle each other in a ranked tournament?
You mean all the...
All 11 FBS. So a lot of people are saying they want the 6 or 8 team. I'm saying every...
No, I don't... That...
What do you mean, 120 teams?
No. So, like, if they win their conference...
Oh, whoever wins the conference?
Conference winners?
Yeah.
You're going to put the Sun Belt Conference in there with the Big Ten?
Yep. As opposed or versus what they have now, the 14.
I mean, I wouldn't be 100% against that, honestly. I mean, there'd be some whompers. Teams just get bullied out the building. But
there would I don't know. Appalachian State is winning the Sun Belt, and they're ranked 20th.
Yeah, I mean,
so they might give somebody a game.
There
Who
would
knows?
Be no room for complaining, I don't think, at that point. You win a division. You win your conference. That brings conference play back at the forefront again. I wouldn't mind that. But if you're asking me to choose between this format and that one, I'll still take the 14 format.
Chris?
Yeah, I'd have to stick with this one over what you're proposing. But what I'm proposing is an 8 team with the 5 major conference winners, 2 wild cards, and the best team out of the rest. So there is always a Cinderella in the tournament. Like, this year would probably be Memphis, I guess. They're the number one team out of the American Conference or whatever. Boise would get in there sometimes. The Aztecs would have a chance, at least, if they had a great season. So I think that everybody should have an opportunity in that regard.
I like that. They need to change it.
I think they will. They will eventually once they get past this current TV deal.
Okay, earlier reported by Matthew Scraby, Washington head coach Chris Peterson had recently stepped down due to anxiety and stress at his current position.
Reported by Matthew Scraby. Well, then it must be true.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Sure.
Chris, if given the opportunity, would you rather coach an NFL franchise or a Power 5 football team?
Personally, and of course you're asking me, so why would I be answering publicly? Personally.
Publicly?
Yeah. But personally, I've always felt, and I've thought about this question in the past, I've always felt that an NFL team would be a lot more fun and easier than a college team. I understand they have a little more control in college, but I'm not really about control, and I would hate recruiting. Because I'm one of the worst salespeople on this earth. I would be like, you can come to our school and play if you want to, but you don't have to, and that's not going to work. So I would never be a good college coach because I can't recruit anybody, so I'd say the pros.
Yeah, it's insane now, especially with social media. Tony, what about you?
Yeah, I'd say the pros. At least by the time you get to the pro level, for the most part, you're dealing with adults. That even if at some point they've felt like they were entitled, it kind of, you know, football, sports at the top levels can humble you. At the college level, you just see it, and you see it in terms of the portal, everybody hopping from one school to the next stuff.
All the time.
You'd be looking over your shoulder, right?
All the time.
Endlessly.
All the time. I mean, we're talking about it already, about schools wanting to get rid of guys after 2 seasons, and they're trying to bring it from the ashes. It's almost not fair. So, yeah, give me an NFL. At least I know what I'm getting into the moment I walk into an NFL arena.
Good stuff. Thank you, Will.
That was it. Oh, I thought you would say, and the final question today.
Well, I have one more, but I don't know how we are with time.
I think we got to
ask it.
Okay. I saw a report earlier.
Who cares if we cut into Pharrell's show? Go ahead.
Pharrell on the bench.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
Tua Tagovailoa, on a report I read earlier, is meeting with family and coaches to ponder what he should do next fall. Chris, if you were Tua Tagovailoa, would you rather return for another season at Alabama or declare for the NFL considering his huge injury?
This is Dolphins fan written all over.
Oh, no. I always want to stay in college. Seriously, 100%. Oh, okay. I think everybody should stay in college the full 4 years. I know it's not the best thing for everybody, but I think college is one of the best times of your life, and most kids would do better to stay in college than hurrying up to get into the pros, even though he got hurt. It's part of football. You get hurt anywhere. So I know what you're saying, but I always like to play another year of college. That's me.
Tony, would you head back to Tuscaloosa or head to the National Football League?
In his case, I'm heading to the National Football League.
Not taking any chances.
I'm not taking no chances. I want the better medical staff. I want, you know, because they're going to spend a draft pick on you. That means you're an investment. So they're going to do everything in your power to get you as healthy as possible.
And in this regard, you do get away from Nick Saban. So there's a... that,
I will say I agree with Chris, though. College is the best time of your life.
That's so fun.
I wanted to congratulate my favorite college football coach, Nick Saban.
I was in school for 3 years. I had a blast in those 3 years. But still, it was time. When it was time, it was time. You know what I'm saying?
I was in school for 7 or 8 years, and I had a blast for those 7 or 8 years. All right, thank you, Will.
Good job, Will.
Very good, very good. Good show today, Scraby. Well done. Well put together. We got another one tomorrow from 3 to 7. Don't forget, next week we're going to be covering the 2019 Major League Baseball winter meetings, which happen to be right here in San Diego, if you weren't aware. And our show next week, so make a note of this, will be from 2 to 6 p.m. next week. That's next week. Tomorrow we're normal slot, 3 to 7. All right. Tony, anything to add?
No, sir.
All right.
About to get home and watch these Lakers.
Yeah, you got through the first hour of the game without anybody telling you
the score.
Oh, Scraby, you're just asking to be beaten.
Don't make me come over there with this pin.
You're asking to be beaten. Oh, my God, he's going to stab you in the eye.
That would be deserved.
Scraby, Will Galvez, nice checking back in with
nice
you, sir.
Job, William.
Thank you. For Tony, it's Chris. We'll see you tomorrow at 3. Stay tuned. A little Pharrell on the bench coming your way next on San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.